Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of us spend our days waiting for something? How many of us spend time killing time? There's always something for us to look forward to get ready for, or to bide our time for. We get focused on that one thing that we forget that we are not living in the future. There's only one option for each and every one of us, to live in the present moment. Sure, we can think about the future. If you're anything like me, you spend a lot of time thinking about the future, and especially thinking about the past. Sadly, this means that I often ignore my present. But the reality is that we can only interact physically with our lives in one time frame, the present. There are so many gifts of the present. The company of friends and family, the love of our dear pets, the small miracle slash joy of a day where the sun decides, maybe I'll come out in Toledo, Ohio today. But these things, they're all just icing on the cake. They're all the window dressing of the real meat and the potatoes. They are gifts that have been freely given to us by God, but they all pale in comparison to the gift of His only Son. Today's Gospel is from Matthew, the first of the Gospels that you will find if you open up your Bible. It is the first announcement of Christ's arrival. It is the announcement. This is the thing that you have been waiting for. This is the man that the prophets have foretold. He is the reformed gap or bridge between mankind and the Creator. This Gospel reading, while very short, is nothing less than a massive horn sounding saying, look, He is here, the Messiah has arrived. Not only does the language of the Gospel convey this, but the narrative does as well. It notes how John the Baptist had been arrested, the forerunner, the Baptist, the one that had been telling us about the kingdom of God, has both physically and spiritually decreased. He is no longer preaching to many because he can't. But the one that he told us about, Jesus Christ, can. The kingdom of heaven indeed is at hand, and that is precisely the message that Christ takes over from John. The word that became incarnate tells us of the place that he came from and desires to take us to. Look at the passage that is quoted from Isaiah in this Gospel reading. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. The people who sat in darkness, of course, means those who have sat in the world and seen that the world is not enough. It is not as it was supposed to be. But now the light has shone forth through that darkness. The world for mankind is how it was supposed to be, centered on a relationship with God that is connected, not separated by the fall. The Gospel gets right to the point by foreshadowing Christ's gift to us from His resurrection, the defeat of death for all of us. If we go back to the passage from Isaiah that is referenced, it says, for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Imagine that. You're sitting in a land of nothing. Your soul has no warmth or light to remind it of what it once was. Finally, over the horizon, here comes the sun, like the Beatles said once. The land of nothing now has something. The land of nothing becomes the dwelling place of nothing because the light of Christ has come to remove us from the prison of death. Today we know that the world that we live in is a dark place, but we do not have to fear or be in torment like those before Christ came. We no longer have to kill time waiting for something. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the light in the darkness, the victory banner over the battlefield, has arrived, and He is calling to us. He is opening the door to His kingdom by freely giving us the key. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here. It's not back then. It's not on its way. Be there in 3 standard business days. It's now, and it is open to us. Today, let us remember that we do not have to wait for the things that seem important to the world, because the person that is important is here amongst us. Jesus Christ has come, and he is guiding us all towards his kingdom. All we have to do is see the light that he is and follow it, no matter how we look to the world when we do that. All we have to do is lay aside the cares of this world, things like petty fights with our neighbors and families, the fears of this or the nerves of that, the fixation on money or things, and remember that all of these are just temporary. The eternal is at hand, and he, Jesus Christ, is calling out to us. Amen.